Johnson and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight with some showers and thunderstorms likely late, lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy for the afternoon, and a high within a few degrees of 80. Sunshine and around 80 again Wednesday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Monday is treating you good after the long holiday weekend. It's good to be back with you. It's been a little while. Got your host, James, behind the mic for Playmakers, our live call-in sports show. You got sports takes. You got sports feelings. Don't keep them inside. Let it out. This is a safe place. You can call us about anything. Any sport you want to talk, we'll do it. Go ahead and hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods for sponsoring the hour, giving us a chance to hang out. Going to be talking about a couple of things today. Certainly want to get into the All-Star voting, talk about a little bit of that, some of that that went on over the weekend that wrapped up. Want to talk about the Home Run Derby a little bit. Also getting into the idea of a former Badger coming back to Wisconsin and playing for your Packers. That is on the way. Want to remember White Sox legend and another legend just of the game of baseball in general. Talk some rafters with you as well. Got rafter tickets to give away. You want those? You want to call up? Give me your favorite 90s baseball player. I want your favorite 90s baseball player. Give me that. 715-424-2600. We'll keep this open through the whole show. Just call up. Throw a random name out there from the 90s, and we will get you some tickets to see your rafters. And we'll talk some more rafters a little bit later. They got some fun promotional stuff going on today. But I want to start with where I think any, I would hope, I don't listen, I'll be honest with you guys, I don't listen to sports radio much at all, and I really, you know, don't listen to anything locally. That's, you know, just kind of a personal choice. I don't want to be copying from anybody else's paper. I do listen to Mike Clemens, because you should. Mike is amazing, and Mike is very smart, but Mike also works here, so I don't... but as an example, if Mike in his Sports Minute is covering something, I don't want to lead my show with it necessarily, or I don't want to, you know, just be talking about that for a half an hour when he already covered it better than most anybody can, because Mike's amazing at what he does. It's not anything against any, you know, voices around here. I'm not, you know, trying... Although I don't... I'm not going to hold back on the way some people talk. Some of the voices in this state, you know, they're lying to you, man. At least I'm honest with you. They do not like the team that they're telling you they like. And I'm sure I like to think, too, that you guys can tell the difference. You can tell when somebody is just pandering to you and everything. But I think that every sports radio show in Wisconsin should have started with Brandon Woodruff today. Not only because of, obviously, the Brewers and, you know, always needing pitching. There's very few teams out there. Name me a Major League Baseball team that doesn't need pitching right now. So there's a storyline right there. Bringing in a bona fide starter back into your lineup, almost like you traded for him or he was a free agency signing. But just, we don't have enough good stories. And we tend to, you see this on the news, you see this especially in sports news and all that. What's the lead story? It's usually negative, usually negative, usually something that, you know, is just going to get into great debate or arguments or something like that. There's no argument here. Brandon Woodruff's awesome, and he had an awesome outing for his first outing in 2 years, pretty much. Woodruff struck out the side in the first inning, was lifted after six, after throwing 53 of his 70 pitches for strikes without a walk. What is the most impressive part of that? The six innings, which nowadays is impressive from any starting pitcher, let alone a guy who, again, hasn't gone in a major league game in almost 2 years. 2023, September of 2023. Oddly enough, against the same team he just played, the Miami Marlins. Baseball's beautiful that way. You couldn't have planned that. It's, you know, 53 out of 70 pitches are for strikes. It's a beautiful stat right there, too. But I think the fact that they were able to lift him with still some heat left in that arm. I think he could have probably finished the inning. I think he'd have even gone seven. This is impressive. One walk, especially that all that speaks to, and I don't know this. I learned this from people that actually know baseball better than I do. You really can tell a lot from a pitcher and coming back from injury. When you look at those walks and how many balls they threw, his control is there. His control is good. It really looks like they gave him the right amount of time to rehab this. The cautions that they took at times that were frustrating, and you want to see him back in the majors, well, here we are. And this is why you're patient, and this is why, you know, the Brewers, I think, are a very smart-run organization. I don't know many organizations that have a better track record with pitching. And it's one thing to have a team, you know, you can go out and sign the biggest free agents and all that and have a great pitching staff. That's, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking homegrown talent. How many guys around the league got second or third contracts, but their first was with Milwaukee? They got a better track record than most teams out there, especially when, you know, the dirty secret about baseball, nobody knows pitching. You know, coaches and stuff sure do. You know, and you know when you see good pitching. But as far as, well, this kid, you know, you got the MLB draft coming up here, and there's going to be a ton of pitchers taken. And there is not one expert, not one brain that could tell you this is going to be a guaranteed starter in the league for 5 to 10 years. Bank on it. There's no guarantees with any of these guys, of course, but especially with pitchers, where the greatest brains in baseball don't know what they're doing, really. They're taking guesses. They're trying. They're hoping. So that's impressive. It's great to see for him. Congratulations to him and everybody who worked so hard with him to get to that. And, of course, to the Brewers for betting on him and leaning into that and trusting on him, giving it a chance to develop like this. Now, what does it mean for the Brewers? We don't know, of course. That's why I want to just focus on today and enjoy the moment of having him come back and everything. I think that's cool. If you do want to project, first up, do it with me. Call up. Join the conversation. We'd love to talk about it. You can use the Civic Media app. You're just a touch or two away. But for me, I'm looking at this, and if you got Peralta and Woodruff right out the gate, that you got those two starting. Then you throw in the kid, Mizorowski. Throw him in there. You've got a number of guys like Pinster and that have been giving you great innings. A little worried about the back end, a little bit, but not too worried. I think they're okay there. I think that you're starting to look at, I'll say it, because I don't expect Brewer fans to say this. You're looking at a playoff starting rotation. I don't know how you can't look at it that way. And if you're not, you're probably going to be on the L side of things. Now, I don't know that that's a lineup that can beat San Diego or San Francisco or Los Angeles or anything like that. None of us do. You got to play these games. But I will say, not a legend, maybe. We're going to talk about a real legend in a little bit. I think that word can get thrown around about. I'll say for the Chicago White Sox, who have a very long history, and a lot of it not that great. But there are a couple of people that will always stand out in that organization. And one of them is Bobby Jenks, who we just lost at the age of 44. And with his passing, it had me reminiscing about the 05 World Series, of course. Maybe the greatest, certainly greatest time in my baseball life was seeing that team that I never expected and never thought that I'd see the White Sox in the divisional round of the playoffs, let alone in a World Series, let alone sweeping it, let alone winning. But Jenks throughout the out there to end the game, and he had two saves, I believe, in that World Series. But in the fourth, the deciding game in Game 4, he's on the mound and the ball gets over his head, and I was watching the reruns this weekend. And when the ball goes over his head, I was almost brought back to when that happened back then. Our third baseman, just great play by him, just charges at it and ends the game. Oddly enough, both Chicago World Series, the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs World Series, ended pretty much the same way, with the third baseman making a little above and beyond ever, be above kind of play to end the game. But not only did that have me reminiscing and enjoying the memory of Bobby Jenks, I'm going to talk a little more about that later, but it reminded me of how, well, in the beginning of the season, there was no expert that had the Chicago White Sox winning the World Series. If anybody had anything, you might have had Houston, because I'm looking at that dugout for Houston, and I forget that you got Hall of Famers over there like Clemens and Bagwell and guys like that that are over there. There's no reason on paper that the White Sox should have won that World Series. Why couldn't it happen for Milwaukee or any other team out there that not all the quote-unquote experts are picking? Because the big difference for the White Sox compared to Houston, compared to most teams that year, was pitching and defense. What are we talking about with the Milwaukee Brewers? Pitching and defense. Now, that's been the case for the Brewers for many years. But this year, and I don't have the stats in front of me to back this up right now, but I feel like even just on the eye test, this is a hitter team. This team is hitting. And not waiting until deep in the summer for it. They've been hitting all season. And when one guy's not maybe hot, another guy steps up. And you've got a team that, I mean, the White Sox won over pitching and Jermaine Dye. He was pretty much the only offense we had. Canerico a little bit, but it can happen. And there's reason, I think, to be hopeful. Reason, I think, to be excited if you're a Brewer fan. And congratulations to Brandon Woodruff. It was a cool story. Yeah, it was cool to see. Good on him. Congratulations to him. Did want to touch on the All-Star voting that wrapped up. For those that did not see, Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw got his 19th, got into the All-Star game. It's kind of an honorable nod to him. It's, I believe, his 11th career All-Star game. Named his 11th National League roster as a special commissioner selection. So I always think that's kind of cool. It's baseball. Have some fun with it. You don't have to take it too serious. And deserving. You know, this is his last year, I believe, so it's kind of fitting. But otherwise, pretty impressive lineups here, you know, for both these teams. And I think it's kind of exciting when you look at, you know, you got Peralta in there for the Brewers. Seeing that. I was trying to see. I thought there was at least a couple other names there. But it's just, I'm just seeing Freddy Peralta in there for right now. But exciting. Are you excited about the All-Star game? Do you still enjoy the All-Star game? Major League Baseball All-Star game, that is. We could have the conversation about All-Star games in general if you want. I think that's a much bigger conversation, but I'd love to have it with you. But I am curious. Here's the thing, okay? We could ask this question two ways. Are you interested in the All-Star game? Are you going to watch? Or it's a Thursday, you know, or it's a day in the summer, nothing else is on TV, you got nothing else going on, so okay, yeah, I'll throw the All-Star game on. I don't look. Major League Baseball will take it. Whatever it doesn't matter. It doesn't care if you're into the game or you just got it on in the background and the dog's watching it. They're happy for the ratings. But I'm more curious about you out there. Are you seeking out the All-Star game? Do you still look forward to the baseball All-Star game? It'll take place at Truist Park in Atlanta on July 15th, right around the corner. Also, that time tends to be the deadest time in the sports calendar. So you know we're going to have fun with that. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. But I am curious, because as far as All-Star games go, this is pretty much the last. I mean, what the NHL did this past run with the Four Nations face-off was not really an All-Star game. It was something completely different than that. It was its own thing. I don't think it's really, just because it happened in place of the All-Star weekend and everything, I don't think it's really fair to compare. If you want to, that's the greatest it's ever been done. I don't believe that I don't know how you top that as far as having an All-Star weekend. I mean, obviously, in football, it'd be a little sad. I don't know if they could really fill a roster for some countries. But in basketball, in baseball, I mean, it'd be kind of exciting to see that, I think. Would you rather see something like that? You would have more than four nations, of course, with baseball. You've got a lot of countries that take a lot of pride in their baseball. And you already have this really with the World Series, you know, classic, with the World Classic, World Baseball Classic and everything. I understand that. But what hockey did is completely different, and it kind of was a game changer. Because, and class, what do all of our answers end with? Money, yes. Now, pride. Pride in your country, pride in, you know, people watching, because people that may have not normally watched an All-Star Weekend, all of a sudden watching to see maybe USA or something like that winning. But what advertisers and the NHL and Gary Bettman and them, they saw was money. And you better believe if there is if you're a good commissioner and you're a commissioner of baseball, basketball, or football, you saw that. How do you think NFL feels every year that goes by that their All-Star game or their All-Star weekend or whatever, they don't have anything really. And what they do have isn't really well watched. Football doesn't like losing. As an example, if you don't know the history of the Super Bowl halftime show, they used to have they would just throw anything out there. I mean, it really looked like half the time it was just something they literally threw together that day. And like, hey, the local high school, do those kids want to do their play for the halftime show? Because we could do that. They started to lose people. They lost, and we're not talking gigantic amounts of people, but a good enough chunk of people left watching that channel to go to another channel to watch something else at halftime. And while almost every one of those people came back to watch the game, not everybody did, because the game was boring. Because, you know, most of the time in the Super Bowl, the game isn't that exciting. You need that halftime show. You need to keep the audience stuck right there. You need to be able to tell your advertisers, we've got something, they're not flipping away. The NHL had that. And you can't mine that. There's no focus group that can tell you that. So you better believe that they're looking at these All-Star games a lot different now and these All-Star weekends a lot different. And they should be. They should. They got lazy. They got fat and lazy, and they haven't had to worry about it in a long time. Oh, people to watch. And this is where you run into, I think, the biggest difficulty with sports. That sports from a fan base, how many of you care about the if your team is finishing in the black? How much do you really care about the finances? I mean, in general. I'm not talking about how it affects players or how it affects your ticket or any of that. I mean, genuinely, like, you're excited that your team is profitable. That's you carry that like your team just won the division. You don't care about that. You got your own bills to pay. You got your own. Are you finishing in the black? Is my house finishing in the black? That's what you care about. Now, as a sports fan, you care about winning. You care about players. You want to see tradition. You want to see fun. You want to see entertainment. Entertain me. As a player, you have a little of that. And you have a job to do. Because you're getting paid a lot of money to do that job. And it's your passion. It's your career. This is what you've wanted to do since you were a little kid. So you have players and fans that are coming into sports with feelings and emotions. And then you have management that could care less about all of that. And they just want to finish in the black. And you have this push and pull and all these things going in different directions and everything trying to make it work. And at the end of the day, as a fan, the only power you truly have, when you say we, when you're talking about your team, even though you don't have any actual ties to that team, and I do it too, I'm not making fun of anybody. The only power you have with that we is to remove yourself from it, is to show them that you are not, loyal to a fault, like I tend to be with most things in my life. you have an opportunity to do that and showing them that by not taking buying a ticket, by not giving them money. That is how you show them that you are not happy with the product. And people have been doing that with the All-Star Game in baseball and many others since I was a little kid. So at least 5 years now. No, I'm pretty old. It's been a while. But it doesn't seem like they've really ever really done much about it. They tried a little bit with like making it mean more, and that didn't work. So are you going to watch? The voting was down this year. The ratings have been down in years past. What would get you to watch? What would get you to want to take in? And I'm just focusing on the MLB All-Star Weekend, but I'll talk about any of them. Because I think it's pretty certain that hockey's not going to do the Four Nations thing again. So I don't think that they're going to see the ratings necessarily that they saw last time. I think basketball should be the next one to do that. And yes, I know the Olympics and everything. That's every 4 years. Maybe on Olympic years you don't do it. I don't know. But I also don't think that it would take away, like just because you see them doing it in the NBA All-Star Weekend, you're not going to watch during the Olympics. And you're like, oh, this is boring. I've seen this before. No, you haven't. Not for a gold medal. It'll be, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The top overall vote getters were Aaron Judd for the AL and Shohei Ohtani for the NL. Interesting to me to see Judd get more votes than Ohtani. Now, I know you're saying New York, LA, you know, not too surprising there. A little surprising considering Ohtani has a whole country behind him voting for him. Kind of speaks to Aaron Judd's popularity a little bit more, I would say. Seeing this first half of the season wrap up for Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners. His nickname is the Big Dumper, and it is a great nickname and a great first half of the season. Make the argument best first half a catcher's ever had. When you're in conversations with Johnny Bench, you're doing something right. You're doing something all right. Alejandro Kirk for the Blue Jays is also going to be in there too. Otherwise, a lot of familiar faces. Although there are a handful, I think they said a number of quite a few new players getting the All-Star vote. So that was kind of cool. But I think most of them are familiar. What I will say, and journalistically, I should mention this: I am a big Mookie Betts fan. And I feel like he should have been in the All-Star game, but I also get that he's not. But Juan Soto, not making it to the All-Star game. As a guy who plays in New York, and with that name and the popularity and fame that he has with him, I found that really interesting. I thought that may have been the biggest shock to me. I don't know how you can really say that they're snubs in All-Star voting. I mean, fans vote for this stuff, so I'm not going to tell fans they should or shouldn't do this or that or whatever. We'll see. It's going to be an exciting home run derby. That part I do feel good about. That part I don't know if I'm going to watch the All-Star game, to be honest with you, but the home run derby? Oh, yeah. If I can, I'll be catching that. I want to talk a little bit more about it with Seth when he's in, I believe, on Friday, if he can join us. But again, the All-Star game is in Atlanta, and not surprising, the first name to agree to be a part of the home run derby, their All-Star and superstar, Ronald Acuna Jr. He was the first entrant to the 2025 home run derby. Again, it'll be taking place July 14th, right before the All-Star game. You got Acuna in there. That's going to be exciting. Great swing. Then Cal Raleigh, who I just mentioned there. He was asked, and he said, would do that in a heartbeat. He was so happy that they asked him to do it. He's got 35 homers as of right now. Could have more before the home run derby, before things wrap up. He's having a heck of a year. And just, you know, he could play any position, and it'd be fun. Seeing a catcher do this just means a little bit more. And I don't know, feels a little bit like, you know, you just don't know how long you have catchers. They just don't, you don't know how long they can last necessarily. So it's cool to see him doing that. James Wood, the great young star for the Nationals, had a 450-foot home run earlier this year. I think it was last month. That'll be a good one. And Byron Buxton for the Minnesota Twins. Maybe an odd entry. Buxton will be the eighth different Minnesota Twin player to compete in the Derby for the in the first since Miguel Sano. He went pretty far, I believe. I think he got down to the end there. Was that against Judd, too? I think it was against Aaron Judd. It's cool to see Buxton doing this. And not just for, you know, I think he's an exciting player. It's fun to watch him play. It's also noteworthy with his injury history that he's healthy enough to do this and that he feels healthy enough to do this. He trusts his body enough that he's not going to hurt himself in an exhibition game. I think that's pretty cool. But he is also a Georgia native. He grew up in Baxley, Georgia. About 190 miles outside of Atlanta. So that's going to be pretty cool for him to get to do this. Now, right now, those are the only four names. And I kind of, like, I don't mind. I'd like to see. There's a certain players I would love to see in this. Notice Pete Alonso is not in it this year. The home run derby king, it feels like. But I kind of hope it's just the four of them. I kind of like that. I like it just being a small amount of players. And maybe you don't have to have 50 rounds or some confusing rules that nobody quite understands. It could be a fun one. It could be one of the more fun ones, especially with this lineup here. I mean, those are four pretty strong and solid players. And I know Buxton may not be known as a home run. He's got, how many has he got, 20 on the season so far? So he's not, I mean, he's certainly knocking them out. Maybe not a home run killer, but certainly playing well enough. But you add that hometown cheer for him. You add that hometown, you know, energy for him. That could propel him. And I like, you know, with a season like the kid in Seattle that Cal is having, there can be concerns. You know, you don't want to mess with your swing. You don't want to hurt yourself or anything like that. I think it's just cool to go for it. You know, you don't know how many chances you're going to have at something like this. Go for it. We are going to go for a break. We will do that in a moment here. When we come back, we are going to be joined by our friend here at Playmakers. We are going to have Mo joining us. She is with Mid-State Derby, the roller derby team, one of our local teams around here, and we like supporting them and having them on, talking to them. So Mia, I'm sorry, did I say Mo? I was looking at one of the players, one of the old baseball stats I have here, sorry. Mia is going to be joining us, and she can hit me in the back of the head for that. I deserve it. We're going to have some fun. Talking Mid-State Derby, talking roller derby. They got a match coming up later in the week we'll get into. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. And we want to talk with you, everybody. 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. And if you're yelling at your radio, I can't hear you. If you disagree with me, I can't hear you. Disagree with me on the air. I mean, isn't that what sports talk radio is? I think we kind of have to do that. We'll do that and more when we get back. Big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods for sponsoring this show right here, Playmakers, on 105.5 WIRI.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. Wham Inc., for the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Try the Y in July for free. The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need. Free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition. Or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and get yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
In your darkest hour,
eyes, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
WIRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight with some showers and thunderstorms likely late, lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy for the afternoon, and a high within a few degrees of 80. Sunshine and around 80 again Wednesday. Right now it's 76.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers on your radio dial or streaming on your device. Got your host James here with you. Big thank you to Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods for sponsoring the hour. We appreciate it. We'll take your phone calls in a little bit here. 715-424-2600. You can call up and join us for the sports, takes, and feelings. Right now, our good friend Mia is joining us from Mid-State Derby. Good afternoon, Mia. How you doing?
James, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. It's been too long. It's great to have you guys with us. We appreciate it. We got to talk a little bit ago with our friends over at Mid-State Derby, talking a little bit about the season ahead and everything. Joining us now, talking about it. How is the season going? How have things been?
It's been really good. So far, we've won all of our games this season, so that's really exciting. Everybody's been playing super hard, and we've been working on new strategies. So it's been a really exciting year.
That's wonderful to hear, and I will admit that I did notice that you guys have won all your games. So I did lead that question a little bit, but I was excited for you to say it. I was excited for that. I'm excited for you guys. How have you been enjoying the season? How's it been going for you? I know that when we first met and first talked, this was something that was getting a little bit out of the comfort zone for you. How has it been going?
Good. It's definitely a big learning experience, but I absolutely love it. It's been a really great experience. I've taken on a position on the board now, and because we are a fully skater-run league, so now I'm getting to see behind the curtain a little bit more of how the league runs and how things work. So it's fun. It's a lot, but you know, it's cool to learn.
It's really fun to hear, especially as somebody who loves the sport and likes to see this kind of thing growing, doing better and better. And we're seeing more people turning out. We're seeing a nice following beginning and more with this sport. So coming up, you guys got a match, I believe, on the 12th. You've got a match this weekend, right?
Yeah. This Saturday, we have an AB level mixer that we're hosting. Where skaters are coming from all around the area to kind of skate. And our theme is galaxy themed. So the team names are Solar Flares versus the Lunar Rovers. So that's going to be kind of fun.
So great.
All of our players are split up between the two teams. And then we have a bunch of visiting skaters from all over the state. And I know we have a couple people from Minnesota coming to play too. So all around, it's just going to be a really, really fun event. Lots of high-level playing, and we're all just going to have a good time.
Yeah, Mia, you know, this is something that I think, and actually I wanted to do something. When we're talking, you know, business, when we're talking promoting the sport and everything, I'm going to call you Mia. But if we're talking, you know, actually gameplay, and Big Shrimpin', we're going to talk a little bit about your nickname, Shrimpin', we're going to call you by your nickname. When it comes to actually the gameplay and all that, if you are new to this sport, it feels like this weekend is such a perfect weekend to jump in. Not only the talent that's going to be out there playing, but also getting to see so much gameplay. And I think that's how a lot of people learn a sport, watching it multiple times, especially if you get to watch it in person.
Yeah, for sure. And the cool thing about this game that we're also doing is we're having a meet and greet before the game where people can come and they can come and see behind the curtain. They can see our team. They can meet us. We can talk to them about what it's like to skate and kind of what our goals are. And it's just kind of a fun time for people to come and just learn about us, but then also get the full derby experience and see it in action and in person.
Yeah. You know, I know we've talked about this a little bit before on air, off air, but as a kid growing up in a hockey household and an understanding from a young age, hockey's always going to be the fourth sport. You know, you're going to have baseball and football and basketball, but hockey's kind of always going to be there. And there was a lot of times where I would try to explain the sport to people or try to, you know, get them on board with it. And, you know, I could sit there and talk endlessly and be charismatic as it could get, and they're not going to watch, or they're not going to take it in. But as soon as they were actually there watching the game and seeing my dad play, or they were taking in a game of the Blackhawks or something like that, it was almost immediate that they got interested. They got pulled in. And especially when you talk about sports fans, we only have so much bandwidth, but sports fans are always willing to make a little room in their, you know, brain for memory and RAM to be able to, you know what, I can fit another sport in there. I can fit another one in. If you don't believe me, look at the rise of women's sports in the last 5-10 years. We've made plenty of room for that in society. We've had plenty of room for it. It's not only doable, it's a really fun thing to be able to do to get into a new sport. Most sports, you've seen it all. If you're coming into something and you haven't before, you not only are getting to see something that maybe you haven't seen before, but you're getting to see something done really well by a lot of passionate people. And that's the kind of workers, the people that are involved with the roller derby.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody's, you know, very committed. And, you know, when you learn about derby, you're immediately hooked. Like, it's such a cool sport, and there's so much camaraderie, and it's such an inclusive space, too. So it's for everybody. Like, roller derby is for everybody. It's one of the best things about the sport is how, I guess, yeah, like how...
Yeah.
How connected it is,
yes.
And how much the experience changes you.
I think that it's fun to get in on things at a ground level. We love this about bands or different things that we enjoy in society and stuff. And I think that this is another one of those things where as this sport is building, and it's not, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. This sport is only going to get bigger and get stronger.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, you know, being a fan of the sport, I encourage you to jump in now and get, you know, familiar with these teams, get familiar with these players and this league and supporting it. There's certainly the economic impact it makes too. And, you know, having any more sports, let alone one that is profitable, is certainly going to benefit any area. So I think that, you know, supporting these teams also has a buy local, support local kind of feel to it as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And Mia, I'm sorry, did you have something there?
No, okay. You're good.
I was excited. I got excited. I'm really excited about this double, double header that you have this weekend and everything. And I also wanted to mention something else. First off, do yourself a favor. Bookmark midstateRollerDerby.org, midstateRollerDerby.org. You can throw it in your searcher and you'll find it too. When you go to their schedule, there's a section about volunteering at a game. And everything we're talking about, and a lot of my direction with this is certainly to new fans or people that are curious about the sport. To you long-timers, to you derby heads out there, we appreciate you, and we'll see you this Saturday at the match and everything. But to people that are new to it or want to get interested in it, being a volunteer at a game is another great way to immerse yourself in the sport, really understand it, get a feel of it, and enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for ways for people to be a part of our community. Like, we really want people to feel a space with us. Like, even if you're volunteering, if you're skating, you know, we have tons of great sponsors in the area who help us maintain our league and provide us, you know, different services like food or ice or things like that for games. So, yeah, we want the community with us.
Yeah, it's a great note too. Any businesses out there, one of the better ways that you can advertise your business is supporting a sport, supporting a local team, putting yourself out there. Not only, you know, seeing your business in places that maybe it isn't seen always, you know, getting seen by a market or people that don't see your advertise your logo all the time, but when they do see that logo, associating it with a local thing and seeing that you support your local sports or your local kids or anything like that. It's advertising 101. You cannot get more bang for your buck than that. I can encourage you to do it. And again, if you're interested in being a part of this, whether as a fan or maybe you want to put on some skates and give it a shot or something like Mia did and everything and find your new passion in life. Either way, it's a great opportunity volunteering. And also, I should mention, volunteers get into the belt for free. So yeah, that's pretty cool, too. That's a pretty cool bit.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Mia, before we let you go, did you have anything you wanted to mention, any sponsors, anything like that you wanted to shout out?
Not at the moment. Okay. However, in like the roller derby world in general, mm-hmm. The U.S. women's team won the Roller Derby World Cup this past weekend.
Yeah,
that was huge for the roller derby world in general. Mm-hmm. But
well,
that's cool.
I have to admit, any opportunity to chant USA, USA, I take it. I did see that. It was pretty cool. Also speaks to, again, everything we've been talking about the growth of this sport and how much stronger and bigger it's getting, especially here in the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's a very exciting time, and we're really we always appreciate you guys joining us and making the time. Appreciate that a lot, Mia. You guys have fun this weekend. Please say hi to everybody there. Wish them a great weekend and great sets. And I say that you got another match in August. Why don't we plan on maybe the end of the month or beginning of August, right before that match? We'll hang out again.
Yeah, that would be super awesome.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you so much for joining us, Mia. You take care. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Bye.
Mia joining us there. Big Shrimpin' joining us right there. You can find out more about Mid-State Roller Derby at midstateRollerDerby.org. MidstateRollerDerby.org. Get over there. Bookmark that page. Take in this weekend. Again, this weekend, Mid-State Roller Derby live and direct playing over in Point. You can find out more about where they're playing and how to get tickets and all of that at midstateRollerDerby.org. Do that. Buy local. Support local. Those are the kind of things we like to do around here. We wanted to mention as well, as far as interviews go, tomorrow morning on the morning show over at 97.5 FM WFHR, Melissa and I will be hosting the show, bringing you serious comedy to start your day. And at the top of the 10 a.m. hour, we're going to be joined by our good friend Bob Berghauser from Assumption. We're going to be talking about their golf scramble that they have coming up. Let you know about that. And one of the more popular golf events that we have in the area, especially when it comes to summer. It's not summer without the Assumption Golf Scramble. So we're going to talk about that a little bit with our good friend Bob as we buy local, support local, and cover local around here at WFHR and WIRI. Speaking of which, taking a look at Rafter Baseball. Rafters are in action in a little over a couple hours from now, 6:20. They'll be hosting the rival Wausau Woodchucks at 6:20 over at beautiful Witterfield. Take in the game if you can. If you can't, keep in mind every hit, every pitch of Rafter Baseball right at 97.5 FM WFHR, right where it belongs. It's a fun night tonight at the ballpark as well. Not only getting to see them taking on a rival, but they're gonna try to break some records tonight. I think this is exciting. This is something just between you and I, everybody. I've kind of always wanted to like have a record. I don't even really like. I'm not talking like something famous. Everybody in the world knows your name. I don't mean like that. I just think it'd be kind of cool to have a record. And I don't even mean just for me. Like, I think as a group of people, it would be kind of cool. Or as an organization, you were a part of something. I don't really like the idea of just me, you know, spinning more plates than anybody ever has or something like that. Like, that doesn't seem interesting. But being a part of breaking a world record, I think that would be fun. And they're going to be they'll be doing that tonight at Winterfield. It's a record night at Winterfield, be a part of history as they try to set official Winterfield records between innings. That's going to be exciting. You could say that you were at the ballpark for this particular record and all that. That's always fun. Enjoy. And Rafters also have some other fun nights coming up. July 4th. My computer moved on me. Sorry. Coming up on the 9th, Game 1 will have the Intern Olympics. And then in Game 2, the Unsung Hero Award will be going out, the free bobblehead night. That'll be exciting. July 10th is I Love College Night with UWSP and Alumni Association. That's going to be fun. Shout out to the Pointers. And then the very next night, halfway to Halloween night with Mid-State Tech. Now you're speaking my language. Talking about Halloween. A lot of other great promotions coming up. Baseball card giveaway, motorcycle show, kids TV takeover, Ziggy bobblehead, Masters night with the special jerseys, the potato jerseys they'll have. It's exciting. It's going to be fun. And you don't know if a game is going to be a win or a loss, but you know you're going to have a good time at Winterfield. You're definitely going to have a good time. I always like to make sure that we're real with our audience. I don't know any other way to do this job. So I'm not going to lie and say that I've heard nothing but good things about the play on the field or the talent of the game or anything. But as far as Winterfield goes and the experience goes and the way that they have been running things with the interns, the front office and everything, well done and congratulations. Yeah, there's no getting around it that the season isn't going the way we want it to, wins and losses wise. I don't know that that you can sugarcoat things like that. I don't think you do anybody any favors if you do. And we don't. We're certainly, just because we have such a great partnership and friendship with them, doesn't mean that you're not honest. I mean, who's your best friend? Is your best friend the kind of person that's going to lie to you and tell you you look really good in that outfit? Or is your best friend going to be like, no, we are not leaving the house with you looking like that. That's not right. You can't do that. Nobody is going to talk to us. Nobody will let us in a building. You're not going to the bar like that, man. That's your best friend. That's the real friend. They'll be real with you. Maybe use a little tact, but they're going to be real with you. And we're friends with the Raptors. We have been for over 16 years. And we love working with them, but we're going to also be honest, just like we would want them to be honest with us. And the product is not, what we would like to see out there this year. And that being said, how many towns have a Northwoods Lake baseball team and own their own field? We got something pretty special around here, and it's pretty exciting. And, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played. It isn't like anybody looking at the standings right now, pulling this up right now. Okay. In the Great Lakes West, you got the Lakeshore Chinooks and Madison Mallards and Wausau Woodchucks that are all 4-2, tied at the top. You got Fond du Lac and the Rafters that are at the bottom, 2-4. Green Bay right in the middle, sitting at 3-3. There is nothing that a 3 or 4 game win streak could not flip this around. It isn't as if anybody's running away with the division or anything like that. And watching these games, I'm not seeing like, oh, wow, the Rafters really don't have the talent that this team does or something like that. But at this point in the season, everybody's played each other. And none of these teams scare me. I'm not afraid of any of these teams. And if I'm not, you dang sure can believe that the Rafters aren't. Every game, if they're down 10 runs or they're down 1, they're fighting the same. And there are things going on in the diamond, especially when you look at defense. Those are things that you can improve on. Those are things you can get better. Got to see some improvement in certain key areas that are a little more difficult than that. But there's nothing happening here where, this is a done season. Nah, if you got Rafter stock and you want to sell it, I'll buy it. I'll take it right now. 715-424-2600. Just don't come looking for it when they start winning. Because I do believe that there is some winning on ahead. And I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I think you're going to have a run here. I think you're going to see the Rafters pull off a run here, a good stretch of wins, and exciting baseball. And that's summer. Only one team gets to, you know, hold up the trophy at the end. I think as a sports fan, one of the things that you really count on and are excited for is, you know, good moments and runs and momentum and those things and being competitive. Well, the Rafters are giving us that. Did want to mention, before we go to our final break, they did announce the All-Star votings for the Northwoods League, the 2025 Northwoods League All-Star votings. And maybe as a part of what we're talking about here, a good note, the your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters had one lone nominee, one guy make it, and that's Noah Ruiz. Noah joined us on Playmakers here a little while ago. Great guy. A lot of fun talking with him. Very deserving. Had a really nice first half. So a shout out to Noah Ruiz, Wisconsin Rapids Rafter, making it to the Northwoods League All-Star Game. Noah, of course, back in his college stomping grounds now. But I really appreciate him not only joining us here on the show, but here in town and entertaining us. Great first half. Great job. Shout out to him. Find out more, get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. And you want a pair of Rafter tickets, call up and give me your favorite 90s baseball player. Give me your favorite baseball player. Call up and get it to me, and we'll go ahead and have some fun and get you some Rafter tickets. Come back, want to talk about a baseball legend, and wrap up a little bit talking to little Bobby Jenks, and could a former Badger end up in Green Bay? We'll talk about that when we get back here on Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods at 105.5 WIRI.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Think WeatherTech Specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for tonight with some showers and thunderstorms likely late, lows in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy for the afternoon, and a high within a few degrees of 80. Sunshine and around 80 again Wednesday. Right now, it's 76.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. James behind the mic for a good 5 minutes. Call up and join the conversation if you like, 715-424-2600. Only a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you. A couple things I wanted to touch on, but had a listener mention, hey, you haven't talked about the hot dog eating contest. Now I did. There you go. Oh, you really want me to talk about this? The Joey guy won again. I don't think it's a real contest because they water the dogs down, and I think that's cheating. Do it without the water. How about don't do it? How about instead of having it, maybe you give all that food to a food bank or something? Can we just stop this? Can we? Are we that bored on the 4th of July that we have to just watch people eating food for entertainment? Isn't it gross? Is it kind of nasty? I mean, I don't know. I've already talked more about it than I wanted to. But if you want to talk about it, we will, because this is your show, everybody. 715-424-2600. I'd much rather talk about the idea that the Green Bay Packers have the inside track on possibly getting TJ Watt. According to reports, they are not taking a lot of, they have opened up the phone lines, the Pittsburgh Steelers, to take offers for TJ Watt. Those calls have not been as many as they had thought. The offers have not been what they thought they would be. And it's looking like Green Bay has a very inside track for this. A lot of us think that J.J. Watt, when he was a free agent, should have signed in Green Bay, signed in Arizona. This might be an opportunity to get make that right, what you weren't able to with J.J., maybe do right with T.J. Watt is 30 and has had injury issues. So there is that. But, I mean, one of the biggest complaints that we have had about the Packers is them needing a signature player on defense, a game wrecker, somebody who is going to punch you in the mouth. That's T.J. Watt. That's T.J. Watt since high school, let alone in his college and pro career. I'm not saying you back up the truck and drop all the draft picks and money and whatever player they want on the Pittsburgh front lawn. But I think especially if you have an inside track on this, you get this guy. These guys don't fall off of trees. And 10 to 15 games of TJ Watt is better than none. And whatever you're giving up for him, say there's first round picks, because those are going to be involved. Because whatever the player is here or there. You're giving up picks. That's what you're mainly looking at. What are those picks worth to you compared to a Super Bowl? Compared to an NFC Championship game? How about that? What would you rather have? A first round pick in 2027, or a appearance in the NFC Championship, and possibly in the Super Bowl? Because that's what landing a guy like TJ Watt is saying to the league, and you're saying to your fan base. It's great to draft these kids. They had a nice draft, and it was great to see them win a draft wide receiver. That's all cool and all. Where's the move? Where's the move to bring in that game wrecker on defense? They got a nice defense. Got a great defensive coordinator, I think. And they could surprise some teams. But late in the season, in November, when it's colder and the injuries have piled up, that's when the game wreckers show up. That's when you see the difference makers. And that guy's a difference maker. You have an inside track to land him, you land him. Especially with some new management coming in and GM in the front office and some of that. I think that's a big move to make. Today would have been Satchel Paige's birthday. One of the more, I think, impressive and fun stories in all of baseball. But especially when it comes to, in sports, I mean. But especially when it comes to baseball. One of the things that I think is kind of interesting about Satchel is how he got his name. It was from a tree. He was named, not after a tree, but after the breeze of a tree, after the move of a tree. And a lot of people thought his arm was like that. And I think there's some fun, awesome stats. Today also happens to be my father's birthday. He was the biggest baseball fan I know. I know what we'll be talking about, driving my mother crazy, is Roberto Clemente stats and plays, and talking about Satchel Paige. And I'll be sure to sneak into the conversation Bobby Jenks, who passed away over the weekend. Bobby Jenks passed away in Portugal. He had been struggling with stomach cancer. This has been known by the team and by baseball fans for a while. Just a shame that it happened in general. Jenks was not only one of the best relievers in his stretch in baseball, and certainly for the White Sox organization, but got the final out of the 05 World Series to help them win. Jenks used, I believe he went 41 innings or 41 batters without giving up a hit or a run, tied a major league record. And one of the greatest, as far as calling for a pitcher, we don't see this anymore, but the manager calling for a pitcher, Ozzy would go and just stretch his arms as fight. Well, give me the big guy. It was so much fun. It's great. A great player. Will be missed. We'll miss you until Wednesday. You guys have a great night. Got Laura coming up and plenty more fun. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here on WIRI's Playmakers.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm so happy to be here with you on this Monday evening. We're going to kick things off here with Rascal Flatts.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind.